Good evening, folks. This is Mr. Stella, and you're listening to 10 dozen minutes of Stuff and Things with Chick and Mr. Spellhead.
That was weak.
It really was.
We never discussed themes ahead of time.
Yeah, this one kind of came as a shock to me, this handoff, because I had like a 4-minute warning and then a 40-second warning.
A 4-second warning?
40 seconds. 4 seconds wouldn't have done me much good at all.
Yeah. So how you doing?
Yeah, we had a pretty decent weekend, all things considered. The weather has again taken a turn for the shitty, so we spent much of the weekend just kind of huddled inside. Did celebrate my wife's 25th birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Had a party and some mojito madness.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yep, there ain't no party like a party with an infant, because parties with infants don't stop.
They just don't start.
Right. Well, the party started, and then, you know, the baby was hungry and needed to eat some titty, and, you know, I can't provide that.
Huh.
So, apparently according to Ilira Dragon, you're way more quiet than I am, which is not what I'm seeing on the graphic equalizer here, so we'll have to see how that shakes out.
Now that so you said Iluro Dragon. I thought you said according to our limo driver, and I'm like, wait, we got a limo driver? Where are we going?
Well, we don't have a limo yet, but we found a driver, and that's a start.
It's gonna take a long fucking time for the limo to pick both of us up.
Right, but then we're driving to Alaska.
I guess it's not that big of a deal compared to that.
Mm-hmm.
Really, a limo is the only way to get to Alaska.
Do they have, like, a velvet rope at the border of Alaska, and if you're not driving a limo, you can't get in?
Yeah, or it's like that, what was that movie where there was Alphaville? You could only get there in a specific kind of car. Yeah.
We were supposed to
be doing another MC Frontalot show-along, but my wife just got into town a couple hours ago, and I ended up rescheduling that collaboration for next week because I didn't want to spend 4 of the first 8 hours that my wife was here on public transit. We'll have MC Frontalot back in the house next week. You guys can get your questions ready. I think I listened to that show in its entirety, and I think it was all right. We maybe overdid it on the repeated jokes a little bit.
I listened to the whole thing, and I was pretty roundly entertained the whole way through.
Yeah. I like the sound of my own voice.
I think we managed to go into... We managed to run those jokes into the ground and back out. But I have a very high tolerance for that kind of thing, for just bringing it back around and back around until everybody's sick of it.
The candlestick maker in the Donner Party, I think, was my favorite bit, yeah. You're a funny guy, Mr. Skullhead.
That's the rumor.
Yeah. Wait. So we got into a big argument in dev today. I was my feelings were hurt. You're mean.
Yeah. The weird thing is, Jick's feelings were hurt, and I was like, I'm not emotionally invested in this at all, and I don't understand why everybody else is causing drama.
My feelings weren't really hurt.
So, yeah, well, I figured, you know, that we had just kind of a body-switching episode there, or maybe just a sensibility-switching episode. Mm-hmm. No, the discussion was what we should do with the Choose Your Own Adventure this year, and historically my ego has been pretty heavily tied up in the Choose Your Own Adventure because I'm still smarting from Jick not sucking my dick enough about the one 2 years ago. But time has healed that wound, and I just wanted to make sure that we didn't end up making a comic book to bring to Comic-Con.
Yeah, fine, the comic book's a bad idea. I don't know, man. I bet Scott Kurtz would think it was funny.
Scott Kurtz would be like, oh, look, a comic book with stick figure art. I wonder why I even bothered learning how to draw.
Yeah.
It didn't occur to me until after Scott Kurtz left our booth last year that... he was really just kind of dissing us the entire time he was there.
Was he?
Yeah, like, he came there with his little camera, and he said, oh, look, it's another stick figure webcomic. And we're like, actually, we're not a webcomic, Mr. Kurtz, we're a game, and here's the basic premise. It's an online game, we do these things, and He said, "Oh, yeah, so stick figure webcomic. I wonder why I even bothered learning how to draw."
He talked to me for a little while on his little camera thing, and he wasn't, it didn't at least seem like he was being that big of a dick. I should have watched it later. There were overtones of dickishness.
I can see, like, if he, you know, being someone who draws a successful and pretty well-drawn webcomic, that if he thought we were getting famous just based on our stick figure webcomic, like, it's got to burn him up that something like XKCD gets all the attention just because it's really, really, really well-written.
Yeah.
But not to say the PvP isn't, but, you know, I think...
PvP is pretty okay. Like, I bought... You know, until that point, I bought all of the issues in a comic shop because I liked that he was doing the crossover, you know? I liked that it was a comic book that came out of a webcomic, right? It was, like, a lot easier for me to buy one of those every once in a while, and the covers were always really distinct, so I could always tell which ones I'd already bought. There's a problem I have with Usagi Yojimbo. I just kind of have to pay attention to the numbers because every cover, nay, every comic... I was thinking of Jimbo's for exactly the same comic.
So does he just change out the word balloons every...
Yeah.
So I didn't know that Dinosaur Comics borrowed that from Stan Sakai.
Yeah. No, it's just, you know, maybe it's like, maybe I'm having that whole outgrope? Maybe I got outgroped. Maybe I'm experiencing the whole outgroup homogeneity thing, and since it's Japanese stories, I can't tell two stories apart.
Right.
Because they're both Japanese. Like, I can't tell two songs apart in the... What do you call the Japanese mode? It's got another name.
J-pop? Or,
huh?
J-pop, are you talking about?
No, the Japanese mode. Da-da-da-da-da. Like, the mode, music theory mode.
Oh, I see. Oh, man, I haven't thought about those in ages.
Yeah, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. If only there were some vast network of computers. Japanese mode is a term for a pentatonic musical scale, which is used commonly in traditional Japanese music.
Hmm.
But I guess it's not a mode, technically, right? Because there are, don't all modes have like the same, they all have eight notes in a scale, right?
Yeah, modes are scales that start on, that have a different combination of whole steps and half steps.
But they're all eight note scales.
I believe so, yeah. Like the only one I can remember is Mixolydian, because that just struck me as a really cool name. Like some sci-fi novel should make that their battle armor or something.
Yeah, or that. Do you think that's the mode that Sir Mix-a-Lot uses?
I'd like to think so.
He refers to it as Mixolydian mode.
Mixolydian mode just... it doesn't matter what the whole and half steps are, as long as you're singing about how big somebody's ass is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there's you know, Busta Rhymes, all of his songs are in flip mode. Yeah. I don't know much about Busta Rhymes.
The only Busta Rhymes song I'm really familiar with is Gimme Some More. Mm-hmm. And even that, it's just, homie, where the G's at, gimme some more. That's pretty much the entirety of my lyrical familiarity with Busta Rhymes. To be fair, though, most of his lyrics are unintelligible.
Where to weed at? I know y'all niggas need that. That's the line that I like. So yeah, we were talking about, and you know, maybe those of you actually listening to the show live have an opinion about this. What keeps happening is that every year I say, hey guys, the Choose Your Own Adventure this year should be shorter with shorter sections, and it should be fast paced and goofy and more accessible, and not like a damn novel. And then every year they come back with something that's even longer, with even longer sections than the previous year. So this time I was on.
Yeah, well, every year I go, this is an excellent chance to really just involve the reader in the story and like expand on part of the KOL mythos and really give the fans of the game something to read. And it's true that it would probably be a good idea to try and hit something like a different demographic this year for sure. I just don't know if I can do it.
Well, you know, did you read the log after you left? Griff and I had some funny ideas.
Yeah, I was looking at that. That's kind of groovy.
And I think, you know, I think that there is probably room for both. I think that you can still, you know, you can still do some long sections that develop things. You just, you know, different things can be developed a little bit at a time. It'd be a challenge.
It would be good that if somebody could pick it up and see, oh, everything's like two or three sentences long, I can totally read this instead of having the whole thing be made of huge chunks of text. And it's hard for me to... It was hard for me to even see that, though, because I've enjoyed reading all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, like last year's, I didn't have anything to do with writing it, so I feel safe saying I had no problem reading it and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I, you know, they're printed too small, which is just such an easy problem to fix, but even the bigger one was still too small. And partially, the other thing is we've got such a better line on getting them printed now. They're so cheap.
I would argue that if it's too small, you're too old.
Yeah, yeah. We had discussed, because this is a possibility, we had discussed, and I think eventually got rid of the idea, putting the redemption codes in the Choose Your Own Adventures this year. I'm not sure if that's a good idea or not, because I feel like we want to give people the Choose Your Own Adventures who need an introduction to the style, you know?
Right.
And where every person who wants a redemption code is also going to want a Choose Your Own Adventure, there are frequently people who want, you know, a redemption code for their buddy at home who is named Saul E. Bay.
Right.
I don't know why it had to be Saul. When I imagine somebody ripping us off, it's always a Jew. It's just something.
I thought that was an Italian name, Saul.
Saul? I think of S-A-U-L, but isn't it biblical?
I was thinking S-O-L.
Oh. Like the sun?
Yeah, no, like Solomon.
If the sun came by our booth, we'd be fucked, man.
I was just thinking of, like, Sully as one of those mafia names, you know.
Not like a Japanese guy apologizing. Yeah, they don't know how to talk. Man, how many races can I make fun of in like 1 minute?
Ready, go. or don't. The thing about that is that I would imagine people who are getting a bunch of codes for their clanmates aren't going to mail them the Choose Your Own Adventures 2.
Yeah.
So, I've seen people walk by and grab 5 codes, which maybe you don't want them to do that. But.
The cards are also trivially inexpensive to print. I was just thinking more from a, like, you know, organization at the booth standpoint, but, yeah. Huh. My wife suggests doing both.
Huh. So everybody who comes by the booth who already plays gets 2?
Well, no, it's a bit. The cards are only there if you want extras.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Because, it's just that their data insertion printing is just so fucking nice. I think about the hours that we spent putting stickers on those fucking cards when it was so much cheaper to have Angel Printing in San Diego, California. do those for us. Cheaper and less work.
So that's a win-win-win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glory of competition.
It'll be interesting to see, I mean, thinking also of us having it in with a printing company, it'll be interesting to see if this comic that I'm writing comes to anything. It was also fun to try and argue that it was a mistake to bring a comic book to Comic-Con when I'm writing a comic book.
Yeah, are you doing it thinking it's something that you want to distribute there?
No, I was more thinking just something to put in the store.
Who's going to draw it?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm writing the script like it's... I'm writing it for somebody who's familiar with KOL.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just like this panel has a campground in it, feel free to throw all of the campground stuff you want in here and that kind of stuff. But... Really, I'm interested to see if I finish this issue and if it gets finished and there's more story to tell. I think there will be.
That's cool. Oh, man, we should get that Dance Commander guy to draw it.
Yeah, we should contact him, and then we won't talk to him for 6 months, and that'll piss him off so much he won't talk to us for 2 months. And yeah.
Is that what happened?
Well, pretty much. Like, he gave us the comic completed, and we kind of sat on it for 3 or 4 months. We said, okay, we're totally ready to do this. We just need to find a printer. And he said, okay, I'm ready to do it. Then we sat on it for 3 or 4 more months, and we're like, okay, we can print it. All we need is for you to say okay, and we'll print it, and we'll give you money. And he never responded.
Yeah. Huh. I didn't remember him being pissed off at us at any point. I mean, it really took us... I remember it took us a long time to find a printer. It would be like, oh yeah, this guy is going to find us a printer, and then, you know, we'd wait a couple weeks and nothing would happen, so we'd ask somebody else. Yeah, I don't know, man. But yeah, having a good line on the printer. They supposedly have a facility in Phoenix, too, but we've never actually talked to them about that. Booth setup would be easier, too, with our actually built and tested PVC framework for ultra-high signage.
Oh, right.
We're going to be so high.
Oh, we're going to be high and we're going to be speaking in sign language?
Yeah.
That would be really cool, man. I even spend a whole day at Comic-Con just stoned off my ass speaking sign language.
Yeah, because I don't even speak sign language, but if I get high enough, it'll like just seem like I do.
No, I think if you get high enough, all knowledge is revealed to you, so presumably sign language will be included in that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It does count. Count as all knowledge. So I had something weird happen to me. I went to this party with, I was about to say Sir Mix-a-Lot. I didn't go to a party with Sir Mix-a-Lot. That would have been really weird. I went to this party with MC Frontalot, and there was a woman there who is like a writer and content developer for a Flash RPG.
Huh.
Weird, like, you know, like, I just, it felt very much like a, like, oh yeah, I forgot that I'm in a city kind of moment, because, like, that doesn't happen, you know? It's like, we don't run into people who do what we do. It's a strange thing. It's it's basically one of those games that's like, I feel like what happened is that the guys looked at Adventure Quest and they were like, God, this game fucking sucks, we should make a good game, you know? So they made something that was significantly more interactive and polished. But something interesting that she talked about, and this actually explains a lot of what I've seen in the past. I guess they farm their art out to China.
Huh.
So they're... And, okay, because, like, basically, we're working on this other project that's, like, a real game with a real budget, right? So we got an artist. Right, and because I am a guy who is saddled with the kind of conscience as an employer that makes me want to pay everybody a wage that they can live comfortably on,
right.
Like, art is comparatively expensive, right? Like, yeah. We can write a lot of shit in a day if we're really, really knuckling down. But, like, it's the process of making visual art takes a lot longer.
Yeah. And you're paying somebody by the hour to do art, then...
Yeah. And therefore, it costs a lot of money. And so, I'm always kind of amazed at these games that don't seem like they have any budget at all, but have just hundreds and hundreds of pieces of original art. It always all kind of looks the same. Like, all of those games kind of look alike to the point where I'm like, you know, these people either all read the same book about how to draw dudes with big swords and spiky armor,
mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, this suddenly turns out to just make a whole lot more sense with it as, like, the art as just this outsourced, like, commodity. You know, it makes sense how there is able to be so much of it in games that I don't feel like a lot of money was put into, and why it's all just kind of lukewarm and not particularly interesting.
Right.
But it's the style that, you know, anytime I find out about a game like that, I basically check it out, right? So, I mean, like, I kind of had, she had played Kale, she had done a bunch of research in other games like that when she was working. I guess the guys that make this game are indicator. She told me that one of them had dressed up as a pasta mancer at a Halloween party that they went to or something. So that was, you know, there was actually some overlap there, and I had played the game, and so I was able to, like, at least, you know, hold up my end of the conversation about it. But they all look alike. All of these games that actually have, like, animation in them in Flash, all of the characters look exactly alike. It's just this kind of generic manga-looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that you know, even if you haven't seen the games, they're always all over banner ads. There's two things. There's either, like, the oil-painted girl with tits nearly falling out of some tiny metal armor.
Right.
Or there's the fucking build your 3D paper doll to dress up of a fucking brats bullshit.
Right. Yeah.
or there's just this manga style that, yeah. It's the idea of, like, and I guess, you know, television shows, animated television shows, farm animation out to Korea, right? That's just something that they do. That is a practice. Because that kind of thing is cheap, you know? It makes sense that there would be somebody somewhere in the world willing to, you know, who was able to draw and willing to do so for a lot less money than it costs to do it locally. I guess the price you pay is it just being relatively flavorless when it comes back, which maybe isn't always the case. But I'm curious as to how you would do that. I mean, because if it was just, you know, we need a guy with a sword. Oh, obviously, the guy should be a teenager with spiky hair and a kind of a feminine face. Right.
Yeah. And what do you do if you say we need X animation and it comes back and you don't like it?
Yeah. I don't know.
But it seems so, like,
I mean, I guess if what you're saying is, all right, so we need a guy with a sword, and then the sword doesn't look like what we imagined, but that's okay, we'll just change the name of the sword around it. Or the art won't make any sense in relation to the text.
Right.
You know? And we just don't care. Like, I mean, I guess treating artwork as just a commodity like that is strange thing. I might have also just gotten entirely the wrong impression about the process, but it seemed like they had people all over the place. The programmers were in Canada.
Well, you know, there are cheap Canadian programmer farms.
Yeah. Brutal conditions, man. That they're only allowed a single small plate of poutine every day.
And no back bacon.
Yeah. They just barely reach the CRDA of gravy.
Yeah, and all of their toques are threadbare and hand-me-down.
Their toques? Because they're all one toque over the line.
That's going to have to end up being an effect in the game at some point.
Yeah.
You're a little too Canadian. Or maybe that's the trophy for drinking 137 white Canadians.
Yeah. There are so many people who've already drunk 137 white Canadians, though. let's see. Zoopers says, is there any possibility we'll be able to change a clan name, even if it's restricted to once a year and cost 10 million meat, please? Thing is, it's pretty hard. You can spend a little bit more than 10 million meat on a totally new clan.
Right.
But that's only if you have a basement and all of the furniture already in your existing clan. So, like, just make a new clan with a new name. If you're willing to pay 10 million meat for it, just make a new clan with a new name. So Very Invisible says, make a tiny wardrobe have Corn Beefagon as a selectable familiar. It's very April Fools-y. What's Corn Beefagon?
Yeah, I feel so out of the meme pool. I feel like a website that hasn't been updated in a long time.
Over a year. It passed a year with no updates mark. Like, a week ago. That's sad, man.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like neither Metafilter nor Boing Boing does exactly what Memepool used to do.
Yeah, they really don't. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything about a Corn Beefadon anywhere. Presumably it's some sort of pickled beef dinosaur?
Apparently it's a meme on our forums.
Oh, yeah?
The, the Google search pulled up nothing but our forums, pretty much. It's the the best item of the month familiar yet. It's post from Pantsless. The corned beef sandwich glued to a dinosaur. Corned beef it on.
Oh, I see. I thought for some reason that Google didn't come up with any list. I hate when it... I kind of hate this practice in Google, where it says, do you mean this? And then the first things that it shows you are if you had searched for, do you mean this?
Right.
Like, I really only wanted to do that if there are no results. Because I assume when it does that, that there are no results. Even though it says right there, top two results shown. But man, I can't be bothered to read some shit.
Reading's for squares.
Yeah, I got shit to do, man. No time for words. Psycho says, Jick, the word like disease that's used to describe a lack of ease is unease. You should lay off the bong before radio shows. Look, I know that word. That was the joke. Also, I didn't smoke any bong before that radio show.
And I didn't smoke any bong during that radio show.
Yeah, you were just smoking the shisha.
I wonder if people can hear it this week. I haven't heard any comments on it in the chat or anything. So I put it
I
on.
I can't
the,
hear it.
You can't hear it?
No.
Okay, good.
I thought that you weren't smoking inside anymore.
No, I've been smoking outside, but like today was really crappy outside and was also kind of a the whole day was a bit of a pain in the ass. With taking care of the baby and whatnot, so I just decided to smoke inside during the show.
To try and kill the baby, because the baby's a pain in the ass?
No, just I just told the wife, you know, look, I need to unwind during the show this evening. I didn't get a chance to smoke any shisha today, so I'm going to smoke in the office during the show, and don't bring the baby in during the show.
Yeah, and then you'd be like, and if you don't like it, get back in the kitchen and make me a sandwich.
Exactly.
Also, when is she going to be pregnant again?
Hopefully never.
Oh.
Never.
You can make that happen, you know.
Never. Well, we're going to check and see if we change our mind on that. Not going to do anything permanent about that for a while.
You could, you could do like the old Chinese eunuchs. You could have your balls removed and you keep them in a jar.
And
then that way, if you change your mind, you can just put them back in. Or maybe you have to wait until you die.
Yeah, because you want to have your balls waiting for you in the afterlife.
Yeah. Seems weird that the afterlife wouldn't be able to find them if they were, like, you know, buried somewhere else.
Apparently there's a lot of bureaucracy.
Yeah.
My cats are going to so make fun of me when I get a vasectomy.
Yeah,
how do you like it? I'll bet you're just going to lie around and get fat now.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you going to gain like 1,000,000 pounds?
That's the plan. The gun run says, hey guys, I just found out I'm getting a cat. This is my first pet. Got any words of advice? I don't know how you find out you're getting a cat, though. I was just picturing, like, we have some bad news, Mrs. The Gun Run. It's apparently a cat. my advice is, you've already made the right decision. You're getting a cat instead of a dog. But don't get more than one, I think, is what I would advise.
Two is okay. Three is too many.
Three is entirely too many. Especially when, like, since I had Genmo for, like, 5 years before we added Cricket to the mix, Genmo was just incredibly jealous and never really got over that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we added Zool, then Genma and Zool kind of battling for dominance. The whole, like, once Genma started peeing on everything, I honestly wanted to get rid of him. But how do you, like, take a cat to a shelter and go, he'll be a wonderful cat for a family somewhere. He pees all over everything.
No, but he wouldn't if he wasn't around other cats.
Yeah, but still, if you were at the pet store, like, cat A might pee on all your shit. Cat B, not so much.
Would you rather have a cat that peed on your shit or a cat that shit on your pee?
I don't know. The Jess's mother's dog peed on our shit, literally. Just kind of dug crap out of the cat box and brought it upstairs and then peed on it.
Huh. That's handy. You consider the turds in the cat box to be your shit? Or are you pooping in the cat box?
Some of them are, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I guess it makes sense. I mean, you don't want your cats to feel weird.
Well, I wanted to
see you pooping in the litter box at least once every couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I have to establish dominance. It has to smell like me.
Right.
Apparently, whoever has the strongest smelling feces wins.
Mm-hmm.
As in the rest of life.
Isn't that what those No Fear shirts were all, was all about?
Whoever dies with the strongest smelling feces wins.
Yep. The gunman says, how many words do you think you guys have said in your lives?
Eight.
I don't know, like six?
Yeah,
how thick do you like your books? Oh, I like them pretty thick, and I like them printed in black. That's right. I like them black and thick.
Oh. Yeah, I like my books real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. You know, this show is just dedicated to Sir Mix-a-Lot. If you're out there somewhere looking down on us from that gangsta lean, we love you and we miss you.
Isn't Sir Mix-a-Lot still alive?
This is also the show where we assume that Sir Mix-a-Lot's dead. Because eventually he will be. Wait, is that Sir Mix-a-Lot or is that B. Arthur?
Yeah.
I can't keep those two straight.
I want to fill a football helmet with cottage cheese and pour some of it out for my dead homie, B. Arthur.
Cottage cheese?
Yeah, it was from, it was the only funny part of that movie Airheads with Adam Sandler and Brendan Fraser. They try to buy some extra time by coming up with these ridiculous demands for the police.
Oh, yeah.
Naked pictures of B. Arthur and a football helmet filled with cottage cheese.
Well, I think if you did that for B. Arthur, I think she would thank you for being a friend.
Yeah. The gunman says, if you could rename Sony, what would you name it? I don't know. I'd name it... So one of the main cities in EverQuest is called Kenos, Q-E-Y-N-O-S, because it's Sony E-Q backwards.
Ah.
So I would probably name Sony Tisfi, so the name of that city would be Queef Shit.
Right.
Or something like that.
How about Adnan? It's Nintendo backwards.
With what?
Adnan.
Mm.
Just Nintendo backwards.
Right.
Now I'm trying to figure out what palindrome I can come up with about Nine Inch Nails using Nintendo.
Right. What year do you think was the coolest?
These questions are dumb.
No way. They rule.
You know, it was weird, though. I was looking at some stupid Facebook thing where they wanted you to pull 25 quotes from your favorite movies, and, like, a string of 10 movies that I looked up on IMDb to look up quotes were all released in 1993.
Oh, yeah?
So apparently 1993 was a good year for movies.
Like, Pulp Fiction was 93.
The Nightmare Before Christmas. That was Clueless, I think, also.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So if we're talking about movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the gunman was just looking around his room, coming up with questions to send us, because the what is your favorite calculator, and what is your vision of the perfect wall-mounted clock? And if you had access to a portal into 10 years from now, what would you do? I don't know. Ask myself for some hot stock tips, and probably, pardon me, 10 years from now, I would invest heavily in Kleenex. And,
I think I would just go straight for the Powerball numbers.
Yeah, I don't know, because, you know, maybe the economy will have collapsed completely, so we'll waste all this time getting a bunch of money that turns out to be useless.
Yeah, maybe I would just get those Powerball numbers and then use them to invest in, like, canned goods and beef jerky.
Yeah, and firearms.
There's a swine flu. Apparently the swine flu thing's getting serious. I mean, it's kind of weird being, like, halfway informed on stuff.
Yeah.
Like, seeing swine flu stuff pop up in Boing Boing and FARC and, like, every website I visit, but not actually reading into any of the stories.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's something going on with this whole swine flu business. Damned if I know what it is. But,
I mean, I don't think that anybody has died from it outside of Mexico yet, so...
If you have swine flu, don't go to Mexico.
Yeah, yeah. Or be Mexican.
Yeah.
Be Mexican. Be Mexican.
You know, the B Mexicans were always my favorite because they really had that, like, independent spirit. And sure, maybe they weren't as good, but they had kind of a je ne sais quoi.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like that guy who was questing for the Holy Grail, but he wasn't quite as good at it. You know, and he had some knights, but his table was kind of ellipsoid. You know, the B Arthur?
Yeah.
Thank you, MC Frontalot, for putting me back on the top of my game.
Yep.
And this, folks, is the top of my game. This is as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Grimtooth wonders if we should make the Beatles jackets a sap group. What do you think about that?
I like having them as rare as they are. I mean, I don't know. They probably don't cost anything in the mall. How much do they cost in the mall? He asked. See, everybody wants this first page to be the item search because nobody ever wants to search for stores.
Yeah, one day when I was playing Kingdom before my brain woke all the way up, it really confused the shit out of me because I kept putting stuff into that search box. Like, what the fuck? I just want to find my item. I don't care about stores.
Yeah, they're hundreds of the minimum price, so, yeah, they don't need to be in a Zap group. So Uber Noober says, the number of Metroplexity players has more than doubled since you guys talked about it on the radio. An internet icon is you. Yeah, I'm kind of a big deal in Japan. Japan 4. Metroplexity rules. Oh, man. It's after rollover on Metroplexity, I can go back and play my turn.
Hmm.
Now I understand why people play their turns at night on KOL. Because I started out like, you know what? It's after 8, but I'm not going to play. I'm going to save my turns for tomorrow during the day. But then I don't. I go play. And then I have to do it every day. Because otherwise I'd have to skip a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Greg says, typo in the lump of diamond description, one of the hardest metals known to the man. Oh wait, never mind. You're probably going to get a ton of typo reports on that thing once it's released, you know. Yeah, I did not know about that part of that meme.
Yeah, I didn't know about that either, apparently.
But it is gonna generate a ton of bug reports. RDF says, hey guys, love the show. If you lay the smackdown on a duck, it should drop smacked down.
That was pretty funny.
He says, add a potion of smurfiness. It turns chat text blue and replaces the occasional word with smurf. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, but in KOL, it's the Morlocks that do that. Not the,
is it?
In the Llama Llama content last year, the Morlocks all talk like Smurfs.
Oh. Like they said Smurf? Or they said Morlock?
They said Morlock.
So they're like the Marklars?
Pretty much. Yeah, I'm still going through all of the seasons of South Park. It's been kind of weird realizing that it wasn't that funny. Like, now that I'm not in college anymore. Or maybe now that it's not brand new and shocking, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's, I think there's a certain measure of evolution that funny has undergone to South Park.
The shows are still entertaining, but I think I'm more sensitive to the barely concealed moralizing and then the commenting on the barely concealed moralizing, which doesn't really make the barely concealed moralizing go away.
Yeah, I feel like it took a few seasons for that to really start happening. Like, yeah. I feel like at a certain point they just started making shows about current events.
Yeah, I just hit that point, actually. It was after the Oscars when Phil Collins won over them, you know, for Best Song. And then the show that came out right, like, 3 days after that has a whole thing about Phil Collins with his Oscar rammed up his ass. And then the next show is about Alien Gonzalez and starts getting real, real topical. The movie is still fucking brilliant, though. I still laughed out loud when I watched the movie again.
Yeah, no, the movie is really good. It's like ostensibly has like some moralizing in it, you know, about not blaming swear words on television for your kids being fuckers.
Right. And that, I thought that was a decent balance where they did the kind of hand waving thing, like they in their cartoon that's super offensive and is only should be watched by adults. They have a cartoon that's super offensive and should only be watched by adults, but only the kids think it's funny. And, yeah.
Right.
It's good stuff, but not quite as good as I remember it being. Like everything.
Well, I mean, you know, you're a different person than you were 10 years ago. It's weird that South Park was 10 years ago. It's weird that I was old enough to drink 10 years ago. What the fuck, man?
Oh, that is true. Yeah. This is
it's weird that my wife was 13 10 years ago.
Right. Yeah, man. It was nice having Jess turn 25. Like, she's past the last kind of watermark, you know? Like, we can rent a car and she can drive it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a couple years left.
Smehert says, do Jick like the Talking Heads? Jick do.
I like the Talking Heads. Well, I never got super into them. I never actually owned any Talking Heads albums, except the, like, that 2 Disc Greatest Hits compilation.
I really should. I have that, and I have a copy of Naked that I borrowed from Roy dozens of years ago. I think I finally did buy him a replacement for it. But,
you know. Yeah, I borrowed whatever it had, Up All Night and She Was on it. I borrowed that CD from him in high school, and I listened to that a lot. I never ended up buying it.
You should still check out the Everything That Happens Will Happen Today.
Yeah.
Because that kind of sounds like a Talking Heads Greatest Hits CD.
Is it a David Byrne album? Or?
Yeah, it's David Byrne with Brian Eno, the guy who worked with like the Beach Boys and David Byrne when he was with the Talking Heads. And yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah. There's that bone. Stop. Pulling tubes. I was going to say something in the middle of all of that, and I don't remember what it was. I saw David Byrne in concert maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and it was among the better shows I've seen in my life. It was very good.
That kills me that I missed him this time through. You get, like, you know that feeling where, oh, I should really go see this show. Like, nah, you know, I don't need to go. And then spend the next couple of months going, God damn it, I wish I went to that show.
Yeah. But I wonder, you know, if you're not any more excited about that to go to the show, how much would you really enjoy it?
Well, also when I go see a music concert as opposed to a painting concert, I guess, I like to know all of the songs.
Yeah.
For the artist, and with David Byrne, that would have taken quite some time.
Yeah.
Is it, like, when we went to see the Kanye West show, I had heard everything that he had put out except for one album, which was the first album he put out, but then most of the show, he was playing stuff off of that album, and I just had no idea how the songs went.
I heard a Kanye West song when I went into this, like, smoke shop up the street here, and I knew it was a Kanye West song because I'd seen him perform it live on Saturday Night Live, and it wasn't very good on Saturday Night Live. The recorded version was actually really catchy.
Well, that's because you can't really do that effect live, but it doesn't stop him from trying. I much prefer the rapping Kanye to the singing Kanye.
Yeah. I don't know. The singing one was good, though. I enjoyed the song. Or maybe I was just super high, man.
Have you checked out the auto-tune the news thing?
No.
I should look at those. Somebody linked them on Boing Boing, and they're making the rounds on YouTube. Just a couple of dorks getting clips from the news and making them sing. It's pretty funny.
Oh, auto-tune the news. They said auto-tune the muse. I was thinking that could be anything. It could be an avant-garde play. It could be
a Tony song. Hawk move.
Yeah.
To beat this level, you gotta auto-tune the muse.
Oh,
somebody should auto-tune Jason Mewes.
Yeah.
Because that would be awesome. Like, titties and beer, beer and bitches, titties and beer. It'd be great.
Yeah. They could really turn that smoking weed, drinking beer, snorting coke song into a masterpiece.
Pure poetry. Pure energy, too. Burning Pants says, how come there is a severe lack of werewolf-type foes? In all the game, there's just the warwells in the woods. Why not more? Yeah, we should
there's
put a wolf man
and the were-moose and the were-taco.
And the taco cat, who might be a were-taco cat.
Yeah. You just happen to catch him halfway through the transition.
It's a taco that's a werecat.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's ridiculous. It's clearly a cat that's also a were-taco.
Yeah. Malkev says, "Hi, will Jacob Lemon a delete character account option so I can delete all those multis my name regret perfectionism has forced me to discard?" No. No delete character option. Sorry. Just ignore it.
Yeah, just pretend.
You deleted it.
Pretend. You know, I still haven't gotten, speaking of characters getting deleted for an activity, I still haven't received my 6th anniversary item.
Oh, yeah?
What's up with that? Because I asked on the forums if anybody else had got theirs, and everybody on the forums said, none of us have played this game for 6 years.
Yeah, I don't know. C.D. Moyer wrote that code, but there was not really any way to test it.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, if you should have gotten it and you didn't, then talk to him about that and tell him, "You're doing it wrong!" Say it exactly like that. You know what? He'll hear this. He'll look at it.
Good. Yes.
Overgrown Tree says, "What is the fetid feather meat smith with to make something?" I can't believe nobody's discovered the 40 smithing recipes with each of those feathers.
So, with some, like, Heath Ledger reference? No, his was the Four Feathers, never mind.
What?
Heath Ledger was in a movie called The Four Feathers.
Oh, I didn't know that. Was it about trying to figure out how to use the bathroom in the future?
I think so. Actually, it was about these witches in Eastwick. It's a sequel of sorts. Wow. And me to this conversation as video is to radio star.
I don't get it.
The three witches of Eastwick, four feathers, three, four.
Right, but it wasn't the three witches of Eastwick, it was just the witches of Eastwick.
I think the book was the three witches of Eastwick. Maybe not. Maybe I'm thinking of the,
Stations
of the Cross.
The book was weird.
I really hated that book a lot.
Really?
Yeah. That kind of put me off reading anything else by, was it Updike?
Yeah.
I'd read some of his short stories and, like, you know, I liked the movie Witches of Eastwick. I think I'll read this book. And it was another one of those books that I got to the end of it and threw the book across the room. Waiting for the book to start, and then it was over. So it was identical to my experience reading Wicked.
Yeah.
Fucking.
I just stopped reading Wicked about a third of the way through, because I was just like, this is... It's like, it could have been good.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, it had the elements of a book that I wouldn't hate, necessarily, right?
Right, like bringing that whole Tolkien-esque rich fantasy world to Oz is kind of a neat idea, but I've seen two people attempt it and just fail horribly now.
Who was the other one?
The Sci-Fi Channel did that Tin Man series, and it was just kind of terrible. I said, wow, it looks like they're adapting this book for the screen. They just took out the parts of it that made all of this shit make sense, but it turns out it wasn't based on a book.
Huh.
They just... In the screenwriter's brain are the scenes that made all that shit make sense.
I see. I have not actually read any of the Oz books.
I read them all back in the day. Like, our library in elementary school had all of them.
Hmm.
They're good.
Are they good?
Yeah.
I feel like it's sort of like it's like a couple days' work to read them all, right, at this point, probably.
Yeah. Or are they fine? If you like your books thick, you probably wouldn't like... You'd want to get, like, a whole collection.
You know, I said that I bought Moby Dick even though there was not a chance that I was actually going to read it, and it is pretty fucking good.
So it's readable if you're not being forced to read it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, I mean, there's definitely, it's got a little bit of the, like, yeah, the Dickens, like, I walked into, so, you know, and like, I'm only a couple chapters into it, right? I'm, you know, I've read maybe 30 pages of it, and it's dense, but it's dense halfway between Dickens and, like, Catch-22, right? Because Catch-22 was a really slow read for me, because every time I finished a sentence, I was like, all right, I know that there was something funny about that sentence. Now I need to read it again so that I can figure out what it was. So I just kind of had to read the entire book twice, one sentence at a time. And there is a lot going on with the language in this. It's got that kind of Dickens thing where it's like, all right, I just walked into this bar, and now I'm going to spend two or three paragraphs talking about this painting on the wall at the bar.
Right.
Like, but it's, I don't know, it's like, I'm definitely going to keep reading it because it's totally entertaining, and I was not expecting that at all.
I'll have to try it because it... it gets embarrassing to continually have to admit that I've got, you know, I've got a master's in English and haven't read Moby Dick or The Great Gatsby.
Yeah, The Great Gatsby's fucking horrible.
Let me just head off the Great Gatsby conversation, though.
Halfway through it and quit.
I could have continued questioning you about that and pissing you off, but I thought I shouldn't have started that.
Gugu says, speaking of anniversary gifts, you should have the 7th or whatever anniversary gift be a consumable item that gives 10 turns of 10,000% stats, meat, and items. That's funny.
And they should get it every 7 years?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It could be like an itch.
I was amused at people who were saying, like, they were hoping that the first 6 items would complete a set so that you could equip everything at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were only 6 equipment slots.
Right.
I found that entertaining.
And they don't, or...?
Well, they do, but there are 10 slots where you can put something.
Oh.
And that's... So the idea is, if you play all 10 years, you can equip all 10 things at the same time.
I see.
And then you get an elf, then you get 200 Luger.
Yeah. I think by the time you've been playing for 10 years, if you want a 200 Luger... Even if you hated the Bounty Hunter Hunter, you could have forced yourself to get 200 lucre by that point.
No, it'll give you 200 lucre, and it will cause item drops to increase 500% under the sea. So if you're pissed off about new content, just wait. You'll love it.
Game Making Dude says, when is the wrestling fights start? I'm going to remind me to not play any games made by this Game Making Dude. when are the KWE fights? Are they like Sunday nights?
I think so.
Or is it every 8 days? Is it on...
I was going to say, who the hell listens to KWE, but apparently 33 people.
Yeah. No, I mean, there was a time when it got all fucked up. Some server transition made the cron jobs quit working, and I had to manually run a whole bunch of rounds of it. In a big hurry, and we found out about it, like, right away. There are a handful of people paying attention to it. Didn't turn into quite the item sync we were hoping.
No.
So, you know, I think that we had a mechanism in mind, and we had some content in mind, and we really kind of belabored attaching that particular mechanism to that particular bit of content, and so didn't quite resonate.
Yeah, and it was something that I thought it would be really interesting to have, like, the ongoing soap opera and tell interweaving stories with all these characters, and it turned out that I wasn't very into doing that, so...
Right, yeah.
And I thought that I would introduce 6 new wrestlers a year, you know.
I registered that domain for the, like, fan site, and then we didn't do anything with it, and then it lapsed, and I was just like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm not paying to renew that domain. We're never going to do anything with that, so...
Yeah, and it has a niche of popularity for what it is. It's another... just ended up being another flavor thing.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And that's
like
okay.
Like a flav? That's a unit of flavor, right?
Uh-huh. Actually, I think it's a flav, and... actually, that's a unit of how Jerry Lewis something is.
I see. Sort of like that unit of how Matt Cosell something is.
Right.
I told you that weird story about how I bought a copy of the, like, original Shadowrun source book from Bookman's that's down the street from the office, and it turns out to have been one that was owned by Matt Cosell.
Huh.
His name was written on the front page in pencil. It was just a guy we went to high school. Like, I randomly, 10 years later, went and bought a role-playing game source book that was owned by a guy I went to high school with. in a admittedly a town that's only 100 miles away, so it's not at all weird to think that he might have moved to Phoenix and then sold a bunch of books.
Right.
But still, I thought it was interesting. Because there were 20 copies of it, and I picked the one that was in the best shape.
So, Matt Cassell, if you're out there, congratulations for taking care of your reading material.
Yeah.
We like that. There's, that one of these days I want to make a poster, like, speaking of measurements, the XKCD style that shows how big something is, you know, like buttload, shitload, assload, butt ton, shit ton, fuck ton, metric, butt ton, shit ton, fuck ton, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just to clear that up.
Yeah. Is there an actual established hierarchy of those, or would you just make one up?
I would be establishing the hierarchy. Yeah.
You would clarify by establishing
things? Yes.
You want to take one of those musical interludes? We can take a musical quaalude.
Let's, no musical quaaludes. The theme tonight is cover songs, so,
We could sing a musical claymore.
Did you hear did you get a copy of the Totally Rad CD that they were handing out at the show last year?
I believe I had bought a copy of it at a previous show.
So I'm going to play their cover of California, which amused me greatly.
Okay. What's the original?
It's by Phantom Planet, a song called California that was a theme song to like The Hills or The OC or some shit like that.
I see.
But the song through a vocoder, it's brilliant.
Mm.
So we'll be back in about 15, y'all.
All right.
Away from Said I don't know if I've ever been good enough. I'm a little bit rusty and I think my head's caving in. And I don't know if I've ever been really loved. My hand has touched me and I feel like something's gone again. I'm a little bit angry. Well, this ain't over. Not here. Now I still need you right now.
To the heart of me, the love we share seems to Thank you.
That stuff that old timey folks gave babies to chew on?
I don't know, man. It's just a word that's in my head.
Hmm. Yeah, it is a, like some kind of tough cracker, like something that was something that was tough to chew on that they would give babies. And is it the weird old timey language, like when you hear somebody like read about somebody having 3 rashers of bacon for breakfast?
Right. Kind of yeah, thing. Sweetened bread that's been baked twice, preferred for infant feeding during teething. Mm. Which, I mean, I think it's just German for twice baked.
That would make sense. What's German for half baked? Because I'll bet that movie is really funny in German.
How the back?
And on weed.
Yeah. I don't remember if that movie was any good or not.
That is a feature of the German language that I wish that the American language had. Just the ability to arbitrarily create legitimate words that are just compounded. You know, like...
Yeah,
like
English being, has that to a certain extent. It's a little more obvious in German.
Like, we have dishwasher and, you know, record player.
Right.
I guess, newscaster. But, like, nurse being sickness
like,
sister.
Have you seen my new cold food holding box?
Yeah. Or a garbage farting table.
Yeah. What is it? Cool room? It's like cold room is the word for refrigerator?
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Airplane is just flight thing.
Flight thing makes my heart sing.
just saying, like, there's a subtle difference between German and caveman language in terms of just taking a few simple things and gluing them together for anything new.
Caveman had a word for airplane?
Yeah, it's weird. Andis T says, how about an effect like twang flanger or dialect dyslexia that gives you a southern drawl or a Nolans patois in chat?
Didn't we discuss that?
A Nolans patois I like that phrase.
I just like the word patois.
Yeah, I don't really like Nolans as a slang term for New Orleans, but I don't really say it correctly, but I don't say it in any of the preferred shortened ways either.
Yeah. I tend to just call it Nens.
Yeah. You shorten it way up.
Yep. Didn't we discuss, though, how hard it is to render a Southern dialect in text?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it could replace...
You end up doing it with word choice, and so Southern dialects all turn into, like, crazy prospector.
Well, I reckon they just about, yeah, that kind of thing. It occurred to me writing some of the Penguin stuff for Crimbo that verbose mafia speak that I like to write could just as easily be rendered in a British accent.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got all confused about whether the Penguins were British or my boss is good. Yeah, that kind of... I would not expect that you should find that that was the prudent gesture to make at this juncture kind of thing. Could also be just a very proper British, which I know how much you hate fake British accents, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be prudent.
It's twang flanger or twang flanger. Did you see that thing about plunking your twanger?
Yeah. That kids show that apparently was full of masturbation slang, but it turns out that it wasn't kids show or masturbation slang or something.
Yeah, it turns out it wasn't a kid show. It was just a show about beating off. They made it really frustrating by only ever showing you puppets. Or they made it really exciting for people who like to beat off to puppets.
Hmm.
Tiny Plastic Grimmy says, just curious, how's the PvP rewrite going? Oh, you know, every once in a while CD Moyer is like, Juke, you should pay attention to the PvP revamp. Remember all the work we did? And then y'all.
I know, I was really excited about that too. Like, this is coming together, and this is going to be so awesome. I can't wait to play with this.
Yeah, no, I was excited about it too, but then it's gotten to the point now where it's like, kind of like having to decide how ridiculously complicated it's going to have to be, but like even like every option just seems equally overwhelming to me. You know, like just kind of this complexity paralysis set in. Rickett says, "Holy shit, am I getting my Nemesis quest back?" I don't really understand why people thought that the Nemesis quest was what was going to roll when we talked about this. It was clearly this dwarf mine stuff, right?
Right.
Hindsight being 2020. We flat out said it was not the Nemesis quest. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. The Nemesis quest is not something that's been done for 3 years, clearly. It worked out pretty well. The mine stuff, like, all I did was draw the art.
This makes me sad that I picked Now to Ascend, because right now I'm a level 3 Postomancer.
Yeah.
And I'd love to go play with this stuff, but I don't want to artificially move my level around because then I lose interest in playing for a while and actually want to play. Yeah.
You can check out a Devster.
That's true.
But then it's like you don't really feel like doing it because you're not, you know, the rewards don't mean anything.
I think it's more that I can't chat in Harem as a Devster.
You can invite the Devsters into Harem. I'm sure the other people that check them out would appreciate that.
Right.
What the fuck? I just logged onto this Devster and somebody raped me.
Yeah, what? Shut up. There's no non-consensual harem stuff.
Beowulf says, I just got this message from a forum friend when I logged in just now. You could have put this game in your SIG much earlier. I really can't believe how many days of playing it I've missed already. Thanks anyways for finally doing so. It works! SIGs work!
Nice.
Yeah, we have also recently fixed the, like, refer logs in our web logs, and so it really does seem like we're actually getting, you know, not, like, a huge amount of additional traffic from them, but, like, we're seeing a lot of referrals from forums. Like some MMO champion forums and like a bunch of hits from Penny Arcade, and it really seems like it only takes a person or two having the SIG in a forum to generate some interest in that forum, which is nice. I found some random webcomics and stuff by looking at the referrers too, which is interesting. One that was kind of terrible, but I kept reading it all anyway.
What was that?
Awkward Zombie?
I don't think I've read any Awkward Zombie.
Okay. Okay. Sega bad video games. some stuff from the MS Paint Adventures farm. I tried starting at the beginning of the original MS Paint Adventures, and I just can't fucking deal with it. I don't get it. I mean, I get it. I need it to be a tenth as long as it is.
I still haven't spent more than a couple of minutes trying the MS Paint Adventure thing, and it's like there's either not a there, or there's a there that I can't quite get.
I see. You used to be with it, but then they changed what it was, and what it is now scares and confuses you.
Did I just lose you?
Huh? No?
Okay, good.
Uh-oh, maybe my mic cut out. I moved around. Might be sounding... I don't know if the people listening can hear your typing as deafeningly as I can, but if so, that's a problem. This is super loud for whatever reason. Is it because you've got the mic like pointed at a speaker?
Well, yeah, the problem is I've got to have the mic somewhere where it's pointing at the speaker and at me, and that generally puts it in between there's like mic, keyboard, speaker.
Right. Anyway, he wrote, hey guys, love the show, because the pre-recorded into the Thursday shows recently, you probably already had this shown to you, but then he links to a YouTube video of the pre-recorded call-in show from Mr. Show.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really one of my favorite sketches of all time.
And that broke my brain just a little bit, but in a good way. I thought that was pretty funny.
Just the television thing at the end just made it all worth it. Just came around. The fact that he has more and more hair, and he's smoking fewer and fewer cigarettes the further back you go. Ms. Sabrina, too, is asking if the Pickle Factory or the zombie penal gland are going to show up again. RDFM says, shit iron staff, please.
Shit iron?
Yeah, because Hot Stuff was talking about how he can't wear any jewelry because all metal smells really bad to him, and Riff suggested that maybe he should stop buying jewelry made out of shit iron.
Right.
Gloob says, I once got a fortune that said, still hungry? Eat another cookie. Serious bullshit, man. Was that one of our fortune cookies, or was it a... Oh, really?
Is that one of ours?
I don't know.
I thought you were talking about getting that at an
actual Chinese restaurant. Like.
I've been disappointed in the way fortune cookies have been going recently. It's not enough for me to get into a full-blown cranky old man thing about it, but it does suck to get a fortune cookie that just says, like, you have a sparkling personality and people like you.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time, fortunes now aren't fortunes at all. They're just kind of vague compliments.
Yeah. I mean, I could even go with the, like, just sort of old saw advice, you know, like, I don't know.
I think now that people, like, the in-bed meme is pretty firmly established in the American psyche, that they should at least play to that a little bit.
Right. You're good at eating pussy.
Right. Sleeping is one of the things that you do.
Yeah. Gold S says, Turtle Thursday? Thursday Turtles? Yeah, there were two things, one of which was Turtles and one of which was this sort of Seal Club request intrinsic thing. The Seal Club thing is in testing now, and I think just... There's been some lively discussion in dev about the apparent incredible overpoweredness of it as initially presented, so it still could use some balance tweaking. You're kind of distracted by Item of the Month stuff, but there's a tremendous amount. The turtle stuff is all just waiting on me. Like enough of them have been written, and it's just a matter of me spindling stuff and putting numbers on stuff, and then telling people I cannot masturbate to this description. Write it again. When the description would just be like the word description in brackets.
Right. I find that difficult to masturbate to as well.
Yeah, I cannot masturbate to that even a little bit. But anyway, yeah, it won't be long. I would say less than a month for a bunch of new turtles. We were sort of changing the way that you probably noticed, the more observant among you, that the way that turtles drop has changed. And that's because we needed it to be a little bit more flexible for this newer system. But don't get too excited about this, but it's going to be such that there is basically a turtle in every zone and a chicken in every pot to piss in and a window to fill every pot to piss in out of.
So you're throwing out the piss and the chicken?
Yeah. Okay. It's kind of like throwing out the baby with the bathwater. Don't throw out the chicken with the piss.
What about the vinegar?
Yeah. vinegar chicken. Gleave says, speaking of equipment gaps, pants that give spell damage. That's something to think about. Olive Oil says, the miner's helmet does meat drops. Chacho regard. What, chacho regard? I don't get it. Chachorgard? Chach or egard?
Well, it's clearly just drag arrow cack backwards.
Right. It could be chach or, for example, ard.
Right.
J. Random Adventurer says, a very rare encounter in the back alley, a doctor that lets you change your gender to a hermaphrodite.
Your gender or your sex?
I think you mean sex.
Yeah. You didn't actually read Chachorgard's question?
No, I didn't. Is there any chance of new middle-level chef saves in the near future? I don't know, man. It's every time I look at that, it's like, let's see. I followed that link in some Star Wars comic that I just not gonna read. The Logman says, hey, for level 11 quest revamp, I think a lot more choices like the tomb rat versus the non-combat would be great. Choices that let us go faster and give us more control like level 12. Yeah, a lot of, yes, also I wouldn't mind the level 11 quest getting a little longer if I had more control over it or could speed it up somehow. I mean, that's the thing. You don't mind it getting longer if you can speed it up somehow means I think you do mind it getting longer.
Right.
Nothing that, Riff has a whole list of pretty solid, pretty interesting tweaks for speeding up a lot of parts of it. Or for at least giving you some control over the speed of parts. They're all good ideas, and this worked out pretty well. This whole just like turning Riff and CD Moyer loose to do this dwarf mine thing, me just throwing in the art, like I was pretty pleased with that. The level 11 tweaks, they're in the pipe. They're in the pipe, and we're about to smoke them.
Somebody just said control over is not the same as speeding up Scully. I think people are confused again as to which one of us we are. That was Jake that was talking about that, Attribute 1.
Foggy says, woot, one part of the uniform down, numerous more to go. Let Riff know it wasn't that devious. Yeah, whatever to you, Foggy. That professional puzzle magazine writing dude. The 99.99th percentile of puzzle solvers. Puzzle is not very hard. Gleam says it was a real fortune cookie. Yeah, I went and checked to make sure. That's a fucked up thing to put in a real fortune cookie, though.
Yeah.
Unless the second fortune cookie says, still thirsty? Too bad I peed in your Coke.
That would be if someone who was Chinese and did play joke.
Mm-hmm.
So, hi everyone. Don't do that shit. I'm Alara Dragon, and I've taken the streams back, and I'm going to play some music. Won't that be exciting? Yeah, sorry about the wacky echo thing that happens. He's back. It's going to be back for the Jick and Scully show in very few seconds.
And we're back on the radio. And I was making fun of Jick for having a shitty internet connection for a good couple of minutes before I looked down and saw that it was my internet connection that was gone. Skype didn't bother telling me. Like, it'll tell me when I have music playing through the speakers that that's a problem that might screw up your call. It didn't bother telling me, you're not connected to the internet. That might make it difficult to call this other dude.
So, like, Skype wouldn't tell you, like, you don't have a computer.
Right, that is an error message you will never see from
Skype.
This
isn't going to work at all.
Yep.
let's see. I was looking at questions from kind of from this show. Gleave said it was a real fortune cookie. We did that, though. Then yeah. We made the your pee-pee and your Coke joke. Yeah, I really am. I got Japanese, I got Jews, I got Chinese. Made fun of today.
Yeah.
King Stupid says, Jick, like me, do you have several shelves of RPG books that you've read but never played? Yeah, I was always a lot more into reading RPG books than I was into making friends.
Right.
But even now, I've been buying all the D&D 4th edition stuff as it comes out just because I like reading source books. And say what you will about 4th edition as a system, but its books are really well put together. They're really just, like, nice and consistent quality to read, and, like, yeah, it's interesting. Like, I like the idea that somebody somewhere had to come up with a list of 200 different kinds of enchantments to put on armor, right? And reading through those lists and the descriptions of them, because it's like, that's a thing that armor could do that I've never thought of before. How could I maybe adapt that to my game? I mean, rip it off directly.
Well, you know, we're not real game developers, because that's all we do.
Yeah. Yeah, we're a webcomic. You gotta listen to Scott Kurtz.
I didn't mean to bag on Scott Kurtz, I just thought that was, he came across a little high-handed there.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem calling him a dick, because he was kind of a dick, Like...
So this year he's gonna come by our booth and like, smack us with stuff.
Let's see. I'm just trying to look at these. There were some questions that I was looking at, and I thought they came in during this show. Sir Dragon says, in the store, can you add a white T-shirt with the Martini Guy logo? I know you don't do it because it would look cheap, but you could use the Ultra Cotton Gildan shirts. I don't know that it's because they would look cheap. I just like. I don't like white T-shirts. Like, I feel like the number of people who want to buy a white T-shirt is very, very small.
Yeah, I always thought of the white T-shirt as the cheap option, like the thing you shoot out of a shirt cannon at a football game.
Right. I guess, like, the Big Johnson T-shirts are white, yeah. Yeah, we could get some exposure in wet T-shirt contests, my wife points out.
Literally.
Yeah.
Exposure of nipples.
Yeah. Is that the point of those? You get to look at boobs?
I suppose.
I mean, thought it was just testing, like, the sort of water absorbency of different kinds of cotton.
You know, I was watching the Mystery Science Theater 3000 on which they made that joke.
Wait, really?
Today. Yeah, I referenced that in some of the Cinco de Mayo content a while back. Like, the Saint Sneaky Pete Cinco de Mayo crossover. But it was, like, Mike... At the beginning of the show, Mike comes in and sees the bots having their wet T-shirt contest, where they've just taken two different brands of shirts and stuck them in a pail of water to see which one absorbed more water.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I really don't see why this is so popular among the kids these days.
Yeah. But
I did win. My shirt absorbed 3.5 times more water than Servo's, although his did absorb faster.
Hey,
I can do that now. There is a, not that I would ever do it, but there's a BitTorrent of the entirety of Mystery Science Theater.
Really?
In just a, like, 145 gig torrent.
Jesus. I would do that, like, what's nice about those is, like, those torrent clients that will allow you to pull specific files out of an archive.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty nice. Because then you don't feel I did like a 40 gig torrent once. When I downloaded, when the Loveline archive shut down briefly. So like the entire contents of it, which was like, it didn't get shut down because you weren't supposed to have those recordings. Like, I'm honestly kind of curious, like, whether anybody cares about recordings of radio broadcasts from 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because you could have recorded it, right? And it's not against the law to tape the radio, is it? Or I guess maybe it is if they're playing music. Yeah, but anyway, so what was nice about that, though, is I felt like I didn't necessarily have to get all 40 gigs of it because it was downloading the individual files and putting them in the right place, you know?
Yeah. Like,
they were happening at random. You could force it, though, with the client that I was using, you could force it to download specific ones first.
Huh.
Actually, I need to buy this. I do want to buy it. I just don't want to buy it while I'm here because I don't want to have a DVD shipped here and tear it because I torrented Dave Gorman's Google Lock Adventure. Have you seen that?
No.
It's definitely worth watching.
I'm familiar with the concept. It sounded, didn't sound terribly interesting the way it was described.
He's, you know, it is just him basically doing a PowerPoint presentation, but he's a really funny dude. Like, like, it was definitely compelling to watch. I really enjoyed watching it.
Hmm.
It was, and Naked, you recommended it to me? Skeptilius says, I can masturbate to the existing references to Pokemon and KOL, but there is always room for more. What about a KOLE ball that allows you to catch a monster and add it to your KOLE decks? It would be like a bestiary, a special prize for collecting, presumably, a large number of monsters. I honestly don't know enough about Pokemon to make many more references to it than have already been made. Every time I try to play one, I get about 10 minutes into it, and then I think, this is just the most boring, grindy-ass RPG I have ever played.
Right.
Like, what the fuck is going on that this is so popular? Like, I really don't understand it. It is, like, worse than Dragon Warrior 1.
I think it would be kind of interesting to have, have kind of, like, a monster manual for KOL that lists all the monsters and how many of them you've fought.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably something that would be a little resource-intensive to do, but just to let people know, like, there are a dozen monsters that you can fight that you haven't fought yet. And
yeah, it'd be hard, though, because we'd basically have to go through and figure out where, you know, we couldn't just automatically generate the content for that. Like, definitely keeping track of monsters that you fought would be pretty easy. You know, it is resource-intensive, but it's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's resource-intensive in a way that we can throw more resources at relatively easily. We eventually are going to have to get a third database server so that we can install the newer version of MySQL on it.
Uh-huh.
So, 'cause the tech guy is going to start really putting the screws to me to upgrade MySQL versions, especially the more time that passes, the more likely it gets that MySQL is going to stop supporting the version that we're using. So that upgrade would just be a fucking nightmare. It would destroy us to actually do the upgrade. So I think what's going to have to happen is we're going to have to get a third database server, install MySQL 5 on it, and just start moving functionality to it one thing at a time where we can test everything, and then just eventually replace... get everything off of, like, DB2 onto the new upgraded database server, and then set DB2, upgrade it to MySQL 5, and then move everything from DB1 to it.
Mm-hmm.
One thing at a time, whatever. So, but then we'll have three database servers.
Will that help?
Yeah, it would. I mean, right now, like, I think the bottleneck right now and the thing that's going to cause problems, which we really need to deal with this before Christmas, is we run out of RAM in the web servers.
Mm.
So that is just a matter of me buying, you know, $100 worth of RAM for every web server and driving down to the data center and pulling each one out of the rack and opening it up and being terrified that I'm going to break something, plugging some RAM into a box. We're also getting to the point where our hard drives are going to probably start failing. But everything is, like, super redundant. It's great.
Everything is super redundant.
Yeah. Is that like that Radiohead song? I don't even know what that song is.
No.
I only know it from the Radiohead cover.
I don't think I know anything about that.
Alpha Omicron says, people are only in the KWE channel to use chat commands without listening to banter. Oh, whatever. Why don't they just join a clan with nobody in it like me? I mean, a clan with just their wife in it like me.
Yeah. Actually. Or just a clan that you've carefully conditioned everyone in it to not talk in the clan channel.
Or you could figure out a way to shut everybody up in newbie.
Right. If you do figure that out, let our moderators know.
Whee! Says, Chick, have you ever called your teacher mommy or vice versa before? I have referred to vice as versa. I was like, hey, you guys want to watch Miami Versa? And people were like, what the fuck? I don't think I ever called a teacher mom. I don't know that I've ever called anybody mommy. And maybe when I was like two.
When I was doing my Ronald Reagan impersonation, I accidentally called Nancy Reagan mommy a lot.
Oh, yeah?
But I was in character.
I see. The Logman says, with regards to the Fallout 3 downloadable content, I thought Operation Anchorage was terrible. I heard great things about The Pit, and Broken Steel is still not out. I did read that they're going to release the DLC for the PC version as a standalone disc, which is, I think I'm going to wait for that and just buy it rather than dealing with trying to download it. Because, like, you know, I feel like a fucking old man, but, like, a multi-gig console game, I would seriously rather just drive to the store, get a DVD, put it in my computer, and have the game 20 minutes later running than, you know, spend, like, a lot of MMOs, like times when I've like, I'm going to re-up my subscription for a month and see what they've done to this MMO. Because I do that relatively frequently. And I end up doing a lot of the thing where you like download the client, and it frequently takes like a day to download a full-size PC game. And like, it's awesome that you can do that, right? It's awesome that if I were trapped somewhere with internet access and no access to a store that sold DVDs, that I'd be able to get some games. But still, like, yeah, I don't know. Just don't want to deal with downloading things that are that big.
I don't know.
In old fashioned, damn it.
Now that I have the hard drive space and the computer connected directly to the router, instead of having to rely on wireless, I would rather download things than buy them.
Really?
Because buying requires me to leave the store.
Requires you to leave the store?
The house.
That you live in?
Yeah, the storage area in which I live. Buying things requires me to talk to people, and apparently I'm not very good about that.
Mm-hmm. Lord Jerby says, honestly, I find the documentation to be really difficult to navigate. It'd be nice to have a version of it that was everything on one page. I'm tempted to make a version of it that is everything on one page just for you, Lord Jerby, so you can see how fucking horrible that would be.
Hmm.
I agree with you that the documentation is pretty difficult to navigate.
I mean, we've tried to... I don't know, maybe not. Anything that we've put in there at all recently has a whole lot of navigation on it, but I'm sure...
It is hard to get to it. Like, just going into documentation from the beginning, it's like, you gotta click on... You gotta know that you have to click on the word screen. Then it kind of breaks out and tells you what everything is, but, like, I don't know. I'm sure that somebody could do a lot better job. But it's just, I don't feel good about spending a bunch of time working on the documentation because I seriously feel like I might as well just be taking time and effort and setting it on fire in the dark of space for all the good it's going to do, right?
Yeah.
Because I just don't believe that anybody reads documentation for anything, ever. I know, my wife is so frustrated. My wife is so frustrated with me, but, like, I do not believe that anybody reads documentation of any sort in any product, anywhere. Linguilad says, I don't understand why the mime has over 9,000 followers and then links on Twitter. Yeah. It makes me sad that we're not as popular as a guy who just says dot, dot, dot every once in a while.
I preferred the Japanese RPG character to the mime. Pretty much the
same thing.
Same joke. But I was actually sad to note that the Christopher Walken I had been following and who was saying fantastic Christopher Walken-y things was actually not Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
And the dude revealed, like, after 3 or 4 months that he wasn't that dude. There's a fake Cory Doctorow on Twitter.
Yeah.
Who's, his name is fake Cory Doctorow, and he's pretty funny. As someone who, kind of makes fun of Cory Doctorow, like you do, you would find it entertaining, I think.
I don't really make fun of him. I mean, it's in good fun if I do. I like Cory Doctorow.
Well, yeah, but just saying, like...
He's always very upset about copyright law.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jedi Peacekeeper says, Jick, you were complaining about the cyanide and happiness guys making cell phone adverts over here in England. Well, now Weeble and Bob have made an advert on the TV for insurance, which is a total rip of the Magical Trevor video. It's weird seeing something like that on TV. Yeah, you know, I'm super pissed off. I got in touch with those guys, and we were going to go meet them while I was in England, but then it just never happened.
Hmm.
Because, like, they lived reasonably close to where we were, and, you know, they knew who we were, and were into the idea of going and getting some beers, and we just never made it happen. And, like, you know, I'd like to have met those guys. That's it. We're just going to have to go back to England.
Yep, and we should do it in January again.
Yeah.
Yes.
ACM says, wanted to give a hat tip to Jick for the pointer to Metroplexity. It's definitely fun. Quite different, for me at least, not used to the deck mechanic, and a good way to get some novelty in a period of mindless leveling slash diving slash lucering in KOL. I'm glad you enjoy me recommending a game that you, you can play during times when KOL sucks total ass. I know you didn't mean it like that. I'm really trying to take it in the spirit in which it's intended. And you're not usually a jerk. It also sounds like you can recover from some of the dire outcomes, i.e. you get the person you're trying to save killed and can get the next quest from somebody else. Yeah, the main quest lines, I think it stops you from ever locking yourself out of those, but you do lock yourself out of a lot of side quests if you end up getting people killed. Then he says, there also must be some kind of ascension mechanic, because I've seen the word speed run in a wiki search report. Definitely a game that allows for exploring different paths on multiple runs through. Yeah, I'm really liking that about it. There is no ascension mechanic currently, it's just sort of, it is admittedly very unfinished, the main quest line, and once you finish the last bit of the main content, it just basically lets you reset your character, and it's got kind of a Hanks thing for your stuff, but it doesn't actually give you any access to it until you're back at the point where you could reset again. Hmm. So people do some speed running. And the forums are, like, surprisingly empty. And I don't know, I mean, I guess it just takes tens of thousands of people in a community for enough of them to be the kind of people who are going to go into forums to get a really thriving, active forum going for something.
Yeah.
And so in a game where there are hundreds of people, there are only going to be a couple dozen people using the forums, and the odds of any of them being online at any given time, as another one, are so low that you don't end up with any active back and forth, which really dramatically increases the prolificity. What do you exhibit if you're prolific? Prolificity? Is that a word?
Prolificness? Prolificity, I think. Yeah.
Is it prolificity?
Prolificity. I'm going to, you know, whether or not that's what it really is, I'm going to go for that.
Prolificity. Prolific power or character.
It'll be interesting if I accidentally got that right. Wow.
Prolificness. Is there prolificacy?
Prolificacy, yes. That's
prolificacy sounds the best, I think.
Yeah. Pretentiousness.
I am about to stop using fucking Merriam-Webster.com because there's goddamn pop-up ads. Like, what the... Is this fucking, like, 2001?
Why not dictionary.com?
That's what my wife just said. Dictionary.com, the actual information that you are looking for is buried in the middle of this vast wasteland of irrelevant text. Like, I look at Merriam-Webster, and I can just see, without even having to think about it, what part of the screen is the fucking definition of the word that I'm looking for, and there's just the one. Like, every time I use dictionary.com, I'm just like, it takes me forever to find the actual definition.
You're just really bad at looking at stuff, man. Okay.
I just opened it up, and I looked up a word. The definition is so far down from the top of the page that I have to scroll to read it because it says prolific, 5 dictionary results, and then what's under that is a whole bunch of goddamn text ads. And then on the left, there's a whole bunch of related searches, which I think are a bunch of other goddamn text ads. There is a giant banner. The top part of it is way too tall. Granted, this would be a problem if I wasn't on a laptop. You would actually be able to see the definition of the word on the same screen without having to scroll down. But no, seriously, this fucking sucks. This is bullshit compared to what? Not compared to pop-up ads. You're right. At least they pop in behind it.
I see 3 Google ads and then the word. And the definition.
Okay, I see 3 Google ads and then the word prolific and then half of the first line of the definition because I'm on a laptop and my screen is not particularly tall.
Huh.
Like, I don't mind, whereas I go to Merriam-Webster and the entire screen is blue, basically, except for a white rectangle in the middle, which your attention is drawn to and which contains the entire definition, all the synonyms, all the other links, without me having to scroll. Right? Like, it doesn't have more obtrusive ads.
It's all flashy.
It's not all flashy. No. Dictionary.com has more ads. This box here is links to the thesaurus and stuff. There are exactly 2 ads on this page. There are fucking 30 on the dictionary.com.
Those aren't ads. Those are related searches.
They're not related searches. They're fucking ads. do you go to like a domain squatter page and think, oh, how helpful. How helpful. They've compiled a list of things that I might be interested in.
Those related words are, though, like related words to prolific. I don't know. I use dictionary and thesaurus.com.
I use thesaurus.com. Okay, but Merriam-Webster doesn't have a thesaurus online, I don't think. Or thesaurus.com just will give you a whole lot more results. It is a link to fucking ask.com about something, which, fuck that. It is see, this page has 30 goddamn ads on it. And look, it's a movie about a fucking car. Yeah, that's subtle. Here's a big yellow flashing thing. Yeah, whatever.
What are we talking about?
There's different ads every time you go to it. So, you know, these ads are moving around a lot. They're not always yeah, they knew that I want to buy a new 2010 Lincoln MKZ. Because anybody who searches for prolific, clearly the kind of person who wants to know how to describe his own money-making ability. Hey, are we done with the radio show?
Oh yeah, we actually went over.
People got to listen to me freaking out about fucking dictionary bullshit.
Too busy talking about how you can't see words. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
All have pop-up ads. It just does it sometimes, which is like more frustrating.
You should also just put AdBlock Plus on your Firefox, and then you won't have text ads or anything. Then dictionary.com will see what you want.
I feel guilty about using ad blocking programs because I feel like I'm like taking revenue away from people.
Yeah, but screw those guys.
Screw those guys that are providing all this content for us for free.
Yeah. No. Wait.
Yeah, fuck those pricks.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye.